A strong headline is the first step to moving a quality prospect into action. It's already sifted out those who are not your prospects, leaving you with those who are. The headline must stir an emotion. The most powerful feeling can be feeling fear. If they don't read something, that something bad could happen to them. If they don't take this action, something dreadful could occur. Fear is one of the feelings that stirs emotions and drives people to read more. How about this? Hope. If they read something, good will happen. If they do this, good will happen in their life. So you create a hope for them. Excitement. That's another great emotion. If they read something, if they do this, if they take this action, something fun is going to happen for them. Protective. This is an emotion. This is information they need to take care of their career, take care of their money, take care of their loved ones. This stirs them into action also. To add the maximum impact and life, write the headline in present tense, not future tense. Use first or second person. As a general rule, I've found the maximum results from headlines up to 21 words in length. Brief headlines are better, always. Use verbs that are strong, colorful, vivid. Use short words that paint pictures on the canvas of your prospects' minds. Eliminate unnecessary adverbs and adjectives. You can use them in the longer body copy, and that's fine. You can test putting the headline in quotes. Why? Studies have shown that a headline can draw up to 28% more attention when quotation marks are around it. Isn't that amazing? When someone is quoted, people pay attention. Now, the benefits are the results a product produces and answers the question, so what? Why should I? So you want benefits in your headlines as often as possible. For example, discover how to get a free car and a pay raise. Warning, don't go to any meat shop until you read this. Features are the facts about the product or service that build credibility. For example, it's a 6x9-inch book, 368 pages, with over 70 pictures and illustrations. Both features and benefits are needed in your copy, but benefits will outsell features and are exactly where you need to place your attention. Benefits always move your prospect into action and close the sale. The reason? People act 90% of the time on their emotions or their gut feelings. Benefits find and capture your prospect's attention, emotions, and instincts. Features are used to help justify your prospect's decisions by supporting their choices with publicly accepted logic. This is Dr. Paula Fellingham. In conclusion, let me remind you that a key to creating wealth is to create an information empire that results in multiple streams of income. I exhort you to apply, to use the information I've shared to help you create wealth and live a life of joy and abundance.